Hello, Seth. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Last time we saw you around here, that was 2019. You were pretty solid with the A's then, almost 300, 10 extra bases. How much do you think you were hurt in your swing by the fact that in 2020 there were no baseball at all in the minor leagues?
Really, to me, I don't feel like I lost anything. I feel like it really, I mean, this whole shutdown last year, gives you a lot of opportunities to work, away from everyday games. I got to spend a lot of time in the cage. So I really feel like I didn't really lose very much at all. And getting in the cage every day, being having a cage at my disposal, especially where I'm at home. So I feel really good, and I feel like I'm pretty back to normal.
Yes, of course. So when you were up with the A's in 2019, it was a team that was, en route to winning 97 games, second year in a row. It now that well, slumps are part of baseball, collective slumps as well. But right now, do you feel that this team has the confidence to pick it up and start winning series like they used to do before?
Absolutely. We're a World Series caliber team. I have every confidence in every single person that walks around this clubhouse. Like you said, basically, the baseball is a strange game. And this it's only going to take one game for us to be hot. And we're a dangerous team when we get hot. And like I said, I have every confidence in everybody in this clubhouse that it's bound to happen pretty quick here. It's going to be exciting when it does.
Matt Kawara.
Hey, Seth. How did you use the time last year? I mean, obviously, you were up with A's for a little bit, but didn't get to play much. When you were like doing your work in the cage and just kind of working on the swing, how did you change anything? Or how did you use that time?
No, honestly, it was just a time to really kind of get my swing and, like, I guess, lock down what I already wanted to have, if that makes sense. Fine-tuning, just making sure that everything is right where I want it to be. It's a playing a game versus being in a cage is a lot different. So when you get that time in the cage to really fine-tune what you're doing, it makes you feel really good. And that's what I did, with the time I had in the cage last year, this off season, just really fine-tuning what I have.
Was last year, I mean, it was, difficult in a lot of different ways. But just in the sense of kind of shuttling back and forth and spending some time at the alternate site and just not getting a lot of opportunities in games. Was that kind of tough to have a full year like that?
I think everybody struggled with something at one point or the last year. It was definitely a year that I'll never forget as far as just the strangeness of it all, and what everybody, not just baseball, but all through what everybody was dealing with. To me, it was anytime I got a chance anywhere, whether it was alternate site, whether it was here, that was my time to work. And I embraced that as this is where we're at this year with the horrible things going on. COVID, it was just a strange year. And anytime I got a chance to hop in the cage or anytime I got a chance to work on the field, that was my time. So, and that's how I looked at it all year long, was anytime I could get outside on the field in the cage, I was getting better.
What did you get out of the alternate site time?
Alternate site, it's a great place like to work. It's fantastic. I enjoyed it because you got a little bit more free range as to work exactly what you need every day. There was plenty of time throughout the day to if you want to come take extra ground balls, you want to hit off the machine on the field, whatever you needed to do, you had the chance to do that. So it was a great opportunity to get in and get work done. And we had enough pitchers last year where we could get some inter squads in. And so that was awesome too. So it was a great place to any extra stuff you needed to get better, that's where you did it. And it was I enjoyed it because I mean I love to work. So all the extra time on the field, extra ground balls, all that stuff was really awesome for me.
Melissa Lockard.
Hey, Seth. Sorry, my video's not working, but in terms of, yeah, I know you weren't with them very long, but you know, the alternate site group this year and getting a chance to play another team, how does that change the dynamic of how that whole thing works? Did it feel like guys were a little more pumped up because you knew you were going to be playing a couple games a week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, talking about last year with the alternate site, you know, you're facing your own teammates and you're facing them a lot. So getting that chance this year to face a different team, a different uniform, really kind of brought that game type feel in there, which was awesome to have. And it really did bring up the intensity to have that competitiveness, you know, that you really can't simulate in anywhere but a game. So it's it was really good opportunity down there to face another team, and having that all work out is fantastic.
And just one more follow-up too. You got a chance to play as soon as you got called up this time. You made a big home run saving catch. I know defense isn't something that people necessarily think of first when they think of you because you've had so many home runs and RBIs over the years, but how hard have you worked on that, and how much did that pump you up to be able to make an impact that quickly?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I to me, my hitting is obviously important for me, but defense is right there with it. You have to be able to play the game defensively as well. So I've worked as hard as I possibly can over the last few years, fine tuning my defensive work, you know, whether it's at first, whether it's, you know, everywhere in the outfield. So that's become a big part of my time also, is working defensively. And I love these guys around here. So obviously being back with them, it's wonderful for me. These guys in the clubhouse are great. So being able to step into a game and just help the team win was, really awesome, really unreal for me. Yeah, I was, like I said, I was super fired up about it to be out there with those guys again.
Vince Catronio.
Hey, Seth, I got on a bit late, so I apologize if you've already answered this question, but back in spring training, you got to a bit of a slow start. Then we were told that your work with Emart, with Eric Martins, you may have kind of like found something, a comfort level that helps you at the end. And I'm just curious, I know you're always working, but what helped you, whether stance or hands or something that got you maybe more comfortable in the batter's box at that time, that's carried over?
You know, I think it is a cumulative of last year's as well. That game feel you just can't simulate, and spending so much time in the cage, you can get so caught up on mechanics and what your hands are doing, what your feet are doing, and working with E was. We decided I needed a little bit more rhythm in my swing, you know, and it's spending a lot of those times in the cage. You just sometimes you get caught up in the mechanics of it all. And so we decided I just needed to add a little bit more rhythm to my swing.
Does that mean a different, I mean, like a trigger? Is there something you're doing, a little bit of a leg kick, or there's something going on there that we would see?
Oh, no. It's nothing different. I didn't change anything about my swing. Didn't change where I stand in the box, my hands, anything like that. Just tried to get a little bit more in rhythm with the pitcher as I'm going.
Matt Kawahara.
It hasn't always, like the construction of the roster hasn't always allowed for, it seems like there's been a number crunch sometimes where it hasn't kind of allowed a bunch of opportunities for you, but now being up in this opportunity that you have right now, how important is it to sort of take advantage of that while you have it?
You know, it's very important. I mean, when you get opportunities, you have to be ready to go. You never know when your opportunity is going to be. And so stepping out every day is a new opportunity for me. So, you know, but the most important thing for me is honestly just helping this team win. That's the goal. You know, my opportunity comes when it comes, but, you know, number one on the list is helping the team win. You know, you get called up to do that. I mean, you're getting called up to help a team. And so, I mean, personal stuff doesn't come into play for me. Success to me is helping a team win. And that's the way I look at every time I'm up here, is I'm here to help and in any way I can. So whatever is going to help this team win, that's what I'm willing to do.
Manolo.
The other day, that was a fantastic play at the Coliseum, Robin, the hitter from a home run. Congratulations. But the way we were seeing it from the press box, it seems that you had that ball lost in the sun for a long time. And then you got it, and then you made the jump and made the play. You know, can it take us through that play? You really had it, lost it in sun, that you couldn't see the baseball?
Yeah, no, going back, you know, obviously that time of day, sun can be a factor. The wind was swirling too, so I knew I had to get back. To me, I just wanted to get as close to the wall as I could and find a read on it. And so once I got back to the wall, I was able to pick it up and make a good play on it. And that's, you know, with that, the wind was more of a factor to me than the sun was. I knew that it was swirling, so it can be tough out there sometimes. So I knew I just needed to get to a good spot where I could put myself in position to make a play.
We'll take a final question from Vince.
To that point, Seth, how close were you on Correa's ball last night?
I felt like I was right there with it. You know, it's one of those plays that, you know, you got to be at the right spot at the exact right time. And if you miss it by a split second, you know, it's just one of those plays where you're jumping, hoping you can make something happen. You know, and I felt like I was pretty close to it. You know, those, like I said, it's one of those tough plays that you just have to be at the exact right moment at the exact right time.
All right. That's all. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, guys.